CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Cool start to our morning out there, even though it is officially spring now. Let's get right to meteorologist Jamie Travers with a first look at that forecast. Jamie, how much longer is it going to be feeling kind of like winter?
I know. Yesterday was a little bit warmer. We hit 68. Today, cooler again. But then tomorrow, we start to kind of warm things up.
Okay.
You know, the next week is our temperatures are going to be pretty normal for this time of year.
Okay.
Which isn't particularly warm, but it's really not cool either. It's in the upper 50s, low 60s, and that's how we're going to basically spend the next week. Now, this morning, it's pretty chilly out there when you factor in the breeze. It got pretty breezy overnight. We have temperatures in the 30s, 36 degrees. That north wind, though, is at 10 miles per hour, bringing in that cooler air. That wind chill is at 30 degrees this morning. Some wind chills are in the 20s. So 37 in St. Louis, but feeling like 30. 35 in Rolla, factoring in the wind chill there, we feel like 26 degrees. You can see those teens, wind chills in the teens in Kirksville. So it is pretty cold out there for a late March morning. So what we're expecting for today, these clouds, lots of them out there right now, we're overcast. Those will gradually clear through the morning, probably mid to late morning into the early afternoon hours. They'll clear from north to south. I am expecting it to stay dry through today with increasing sunshine. Highs, though, only in the lower 50s. So today, the cooler day of the weekend, but tomorrow those winds start to ramp up again. They might be a little bit noticeable today, but gradually they'll be easing today. Tomorrow, though, they ramp up, and we're tracking some much-needed rain. We'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes, Laura.
Okay, Jamie, thanks so much. New this morning, police are investigating a shooting in South St. Louis. It happened just after 1:30 this morning on Virginia and Osceola. When officers got there, they found a 19-year-old man was shot in the back. He was conscious and breathing at last check. It is unclear if any suspects are in custody at this hour. A heartbreaking end in the search for a missing Mizzou student. Crews found Riley Strain's body in a river about 4 miles away from where Riley was last seen alive. Fox 2's Jeff Bernthal has the very latest from the University of Missouri in Columbia.
The university shared with the campus a message Friday about the tragic news, also offering support for students and staff.
I just ask that you mamas out there hug your babies tight tonight, please. Please, for me, just hug your babies tight tonight. And again, thank you. Thank you for sharing our story.
Heartache from the family of Riley Strain. They say he was loving, caring, and filled with kindness. The Mizzou student was set to become a business finance graduate in May.
I just think it's so important that we come down here and just pray for the family, because today starts day one of their journey in their lives without Riley.
A prayer vigil Friday provided support for those in mourning. Strain was in Nashville on his fraternity's spring formal event. His cause of death has yet to be determined. A separate investigation is looking into whether Strain was overserved the night he disappeared.
To the family, my heart and prayers go out to you all for this very unfortunate and tragic incident.
The fraternity Strain joined released a statement expressing their heartache, offering resources, and asking for privacy for Strain's family and fraternity brothers. Nashville police said a worker from a business near the Cumberland River spotted Strain's body in the water. Police identified the 22-year-old through multiple means, including his watch and shirt.
As a mom myself, I have a 19-year-old son and a 17-year-old daughter, and I could not imagine what they feel today.
The university also expressing condolences to Strain's family and offering them support as well. Reporting from Columbia, Missouri, Jeff Bernthal, Fox 2 News.
A 19-year-old man dies in a house fire in East St. Louis. Illinois fire marshals are investigating. Firefighters say two people were inside this home at the time. They say a woman jumped from that second-story window and did not need medical treatment, but sadly, the teenager did not make it out of the home. Neighbors believe the property was a vacant house where squatters have gathered in the past, but fire officials have not confirmed that with Fox 2. Crews responded to the home in the past when the detached garage of that home also caught fire. The Missouri Attorney General is investigating the Hazelwood School District. This comes after a brutal fight left a Hazelwood East student named Kaylee Gaines unconscious and in critical condition at a St. Louis hospital. The fight is too graphic to show on TV, but the video recorded by other students has gained national attention at this point. The 16-year-old is seen in the video being punched several times and slammed into the concrete. Attorney General Bailey releasing this statement, it says in part, "I'm disturbed that it appears the Hazelwood School District has ignored longstanding Missouri law and elevated political narrative above student safety." Fox 2 has investigated the controversy over Hazelwood having school resource officers in some of its schools and some with none. Hazelwood West schools do have SROs, while Hazelwood East schools do not because of an ongoing disagreement from 2021 over diversity, equity, and inclusion training. The attorneys of Pam Hupp enter a not guilty plea on her behalf in the 2011 killing of Betsy Faria. Hupp did not appear in court on Friday, waiving her appearance. She is facing first-degree murder charges in Faria's death. Faria's husband, Russ, was convicted of the crime initially. He served 3 years before he was cleared and released from prison. 10 years later, Hupp was charged with Faria's death. She was already serving a life sentence without the chance of parole for the 2016 killing in O'Fallon of 33-year-old Louis Gumpenberger. Hupp was originally the star witness in Faria's murder trial where her husband was convicted. And now Hupp is expected to go to trial next summer in Faria's death. A racist rant interrupts a Ferguson human rights meeting. Mayor Ella Jones responded to the hateful speech used during a virtual Human Rights Commission meeting on Monday night. A man repeatedly used the N-word during this meeting. The person never showed his face while members of the commission watched in shock. Mayor Jones says actions like this will not be tolerated.
To get on a Human Rights Commission meeting and talk to the commissioners that way, unacceptable.
Jones is the first African-American and woman elected mayor of Ferguson. She says a report has been filed with the Ferguson Police Department. Of course, we'll be sure to keep you posted on what happens here. We're going to switch gears this morning. Million-dollar question, are your eyes ready for the solar eclipse that's happening on April 8th? Well, our own meteorologist Jamie Travers spoke with Dr. Jason Brinton of Brinton Vision, and he says there are a few options to safely watch the eclipse. He also wants to remind people that if you don't use the right techniques, it could result in some serious damage.
Eclipse glasses are great, of course. The important thing, I think, in shopping for eclipse glasses is that they have the ISO mark and standard. As long as they have the ISO mark and standard on it, I think that we can be confident that it follows that. And then individuals who buy those should look at the lenses and make sure that they're not scratched or damaged or anything like that. Looking through a camera viewfinder does not qualify. Looking through a telescope or binoculars or anything, even with various filters, those filters do not appropriately protect your eyes from the sun.
Some good advice there. Eckert's Farm in Belleville, by the way, is hosting an eclipse party on April 8th. The event is free, and they'll be handing out eclipse glasses to the first 200 guests. And Jamie, I saw you were out there yesterday. The weather was nice for part of the day, but by the time I finally decided, oh, let's go for a walk, it was cool outside all of a sudden. The weather was all over the place.
Yeah, we hit 68 degrees, but we had a mix of clouds. Mm. We had some sun. So if you went out when it was cloudy, you know, that might have been one of the reasons too.
Right.
But moving ahead, today is going to be cooler than yesterday. Tomorrow, though, will be a little bit warmer, but then the wind also kicks in. So we'll have to just deal with that here this weekend. We have a pretty dynamic system that's going to be rolling through early this week, bringing us some much needed rain chances, but also bringing us some wind. The next 7 days, those temperatures look to stay around or even a little bit below normal in the short term. Excuse me. And then we will see warming temperatures as we take you through the second half of the week. Normal high for this time of year, 59 for today. That's your normal. So normal high right around 60 degrees. Waterloo, Illinois, visibility is fine. We do have clouds, though, overhead. We had a few showers roll through last night into early this morning. Those are long gone. Now we're just left with that cloud cover. Northern edge of that cloud line still up into the Quincy area, so we'll see that clearing from north to south later on this morning into this afternoon. High pressure moisture to our north. We have other systems. It's pretty active over the Pacific Northwest and over the Rockies. Some of those systems are going to be rolling through our area. That's going to be bring us increasing rain chances beginning late tomorrow or tomorrow night. They'll peak on Monday. I'll show you that in just a second, though. But currently, we have 37 degrees at Lambert with that north wind at 10 miles per hour. We feel like we're at 30 degrees. We have 34 for Litchfield, 36 at Herman, 37 in Union, 36 is for DeSoto, Farmington, Sparta, and 37 in Mount Vernon. So that wind chill down into the 20s for many areas. 28 is how we feel in St. Charles, 31 in DeSoto, and 29 in Bunker. So futurecast today showing temperatures climbing to the low 50s. We will have increasing sunshine over the course of the day. I think we stay dry. We'll have a few clouds roll through tonight, increasing cloud cover. Futurecast also picking up on maybe a spot sprinkle. Can't completely rule that out, but it's really looking like most, if not all of us, stay dry tonight into tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning does look like we'll start off with a lot of clouds. Tomorrow, more clouds than sunshine, but we should see some breaks in that cloud cover over the course of the day. So we'll say clouds and some sunshine mixing. Temperatures will be in the low 60s, right around 60 degrees, and those winds, southeasterly winds, will be ramping up through the afternoon. Tomorrow, we'll have elevated fire danger when you factor in the low relative humidity, the dry ground, and then those gusty conditions. But hopefully the ground won't be too dry for long. Sunday night could have a few spotty showers, but really widespread rain chances on Monday through the day. That band of rain moving from the west to the east gradually. Monday night, still widespread rain, maybe lasting into early Tuesday morning. So not only rain, but also gusty winds for the first part of the work week. So 52 degrees today, decreasing cloud cover. That wind, you'll notice it a little bit, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, down to 36 with mostly cloudy skies. And those east winds, about 5 to 10. And then tomorrow, gusty winds, 60 degrees, clouds, some sunshine. Monday, Sunday night, a few showers, but widespread rain Monday and Monday night into early Tuesday morning before that departs to the east. We will see those temperatures take a dip down to the low 50s. Then we do have a gradual warming trend. And look what happens as we head toward your Easter weekend. Good Friday right now, looking nice and warm behind a warm front. Could maybe see a spot shower on Good Friday, but rain chances are pretty low, about a 20% or so. So we're watching Good Friday. For now, though, Saturday looking dry with highs in the low 70s.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today, we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.